This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The number of Colorado hospitals at risk of closing is in the double digits. That's based on an analysis from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
10 hospitals, nearly a quarter of the state's rural total, are at risk of closing. Three are at immediate risk of closing in the next 2 to 3 years. The report doesn't name the facilities. Rural hospitals often lose money delivering care and don't earn enough revenue from other sources to offset losses. Michelle Mills is CEO of the Colorado Rural Health Center.
We've got 21 rural hospitals operating in the red right now.
Over the past two decades, nearly 200 rural hospitals in the U.S. have closed, but none in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are considering whether to ask voters this fall for more money for the state's free school lunch program. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado voters approved the Healthy School Meals for All program in 2022, but the funding isn't keeping up with demand. Roberto Meza is part of a company that connects schools with local produce.
Healthy meals shouldn't be a privilege reserved for some schools and families. They should be a guarantee for every school in Colorado.
To fund the program, lawmakers are considering going back to voters with two ballot questions. The first asks if the state can hold on to extra money instead of refunding it, because the original tax is bringing in more than expected. And second, can Colorado raise taxes even more for the highest income households to try to ensure the program fully pays for itself? If lawmakers agree, the questions will go on the ballot this fall. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
For more on these stories, come to CPR.org. Across most of the Front Range, we can expect at least a few days of warm and mostly sunny weather. Our next chance of snow or rain comes toward the end of the week, possibly on Thursday. Highs along the Front Range today could get into the 70s.